He wrote the Mishnah Chavav Amid Aleph. Before we do that, eight nasadayin tases here, very, very interesting. The top tase of the page, the last six lines, gives us a rule by eight nasadayin. The three different rules, if you just want to remember. Over eight nasadayin yesh dinim chalukim. There are three different rules. K'moshi pirashnu b'peri basic suvis. It goes like this. The be'edus ha'chodesh, which is the raisa, then eid haroye hu de nasadayin. We just said, if you saw, you could be a dayin. But you cannot testify, because you have to bring two other people. Two of the three dayanim who saw, they're comedian, and then you got to bring two other people sitting next to this other guy. That means they cannot sit down afterwards and judge based on what they saw. So an eid ein nasadayin, what's pshat dir ein eid nasadayin? An eid ha'meyid cannot be a dayin. But an eid haroye can be a dayin. Uvikim shtar is the rabbanon. When it comes to have a shtar and to verifying shtar, I tell you every shtar is a chazaka. Only the rabbanon that says that what you have to be mechazik it is that filu eid amei nasadayin. There, even if you did testify by the rabbanon, you could become a dayin.
So he'll be the aid and the dayin at the same time.
Yeah. Uvedin in the foshes. I'm here. Rav Achleikis. I feel eid aroye ein nasadayin. But in the foshes, even if you saw, as soon as you saw, you already have a chalais of an aidus. So you can no longer be a dayin.
The whole thing of being
Mekayim
a shtar is you're going to
Bezna,
who the Yonim, the ones that are going to
be Mekayim. Yeah, but Ein, if he's a dayan, can't trust him on his own Eidus. The reason why Din Fosh are different is because we say by Din Fosh is the Hitzilu Eid, the Shavtu Eid, you have to be able to see his chus. And if you saw the guy murder him, how in the world are you going to find his chus for him? So therefore, that's why. Mishnah. Now going back to the thing of Rosh Hashanah. So we finished. I don't know why, and everybody thinks asks the question why this particular Mishnah belongs in this Perek when it should have been in the previous Perek. But, Kol HaShefer Kshedim, every single Shefer is kosher to blow, Chutz Mishal Pora. Even though Pora is also a Shefer, Shefer is hollow, it's also a Shefer, still you cannot use a Pora, as we'll soon see why. Bipneishu Keren, because the Shefer by Pora is known as a Keren. It's not called a Shefer. Every single shayfer is also known by the name of Keren. Shneimer says b'msheich b'keren ayevu, when you will blow in the shayfer of the sheep or the ram. So we see that it's called Keren. But nevertheless, we can use it. So why shouldn't we use a putter? Rashi call our shayfers bein shalayel a ram bein shalyal a wild goat. Your goat, you Keren ain't the kodesh shayfer. It's not known by shayfer. We got by Yom Kippur, by Yom Kippur shayfer. If it says that you need a shayfer, but what to shayfer through a pei debasik? I mean the shana miyevu. Keren ayevu v'yevu dikruhu. And Yevil is a ram. Can you find someone to explain? So you were right. Shapi come Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael answered well. That is called a Keren. Rabbanan call Hashayfers ikru Shayfer v'ikru Keren. All the Shayfers can go by two names. Either Shayfer by Keren. The Pora the Keren. The Pora and Keren ikras all go by the name of Keren. Shayfer lo ikras never known by the name of Shayfer. It says the pasuk b'choy shayr hoy hadoloi. And then it says, V'karnei de'em karnav. So all we have there is Keren. But Rabbi Yisi Emelach, what's Rabbi Yisi going to tell you? Where do you find the word Shefer by a part? Very interesting how he dashens. The Pora Nami Ikra Shefer. By Pora also we find Shefer Rechsiv. It says by Pora, V'sit of La Hashem, that the Abish enjoys is better. Mishoy, then a cow, Pora, a bull, Mikeren, Mafris. So it says here, Mikeren, Mafris, Mikeren. Now it says here, Mishoy, Par. What a shoyr and a par are not the same thing. Why do you call it both? Im par la mashoyr. Shoyr, if it's known by imp shoyr, if it's a shoyr, what is it? Im shoyr la par. If it's a shoyr, how can you call it a par? A par is 3 years old, and a shoyr is as soon as you're born, it's called a shoyr. So a bull is much older. So how can the pasuk call him a shoyr and a par? Im par la mashoyr. The tefillahs are better than what? A shayr or a par? Ella, mai, shayr, par, it's one word, shayfer, mishayfer. Put it together as if it says mishayfer. So we see there's a remez as if it says shayfer, also by par as well. But Rabbanan, they don't know. Okay, Ramasna, mai, shayr, par, Ramasna says, what does it mean by shayr, par, shayr, godul kipar? Remember we learned about it before that they won't quote one opinion when they should create animals, they created much in their full form.
Shehu Godel means that the animal is big, or it means that the shofar is very big?
No. That this shofar, as soon as it was created, was the size of a par. As if it was a 3-year-old, mature. Rashi. Ikra Keren Vigra Shafer, Ikra Keren Kidam, and we said, Ikra Shafer, see, we man told him, Shaykh Yevo, see, he called a Shafer, we can't even kind of a shop, the show, Keren, Ashkandik is called Eren, but see that philosophy might feel it better than Shafer, over Shoy, come a Shoy, go to my Shoy. Shoy, your part, but Yem Shnikra, Shoy, how you got look at Paris, the size of Paris, they were Shoy, shall my separations when you created, you remember, you never, never become us, according to my opinion, when they were created the full height. The Shoy, Ben Yem, called a Shoy, a Shoy, one day already called a Shoy, and it says, Shoy, I kiss of a eight. The part of Nikra Abbasol 3 is also, that's one reason. Ulama Ula says, you know why you cannot use the you say because it's called the Keren. I say the reason is, you know the reason Rabban is? Kidrav Chizda, the famous word of Chizda, Ma ain't coin God, Nikra the big dissolve of Nile, why every time he entered the base of Migdash, he had to put on white. Lava avoid the two is avoid the fisher. Ain't Kategor Nasas Negor. You can't have that, the prosecutor should suddenly turn the advocate. So gold is a reminder of the Aveda we did the Egel Azov. Very much of a lawyer, we don't find any gold in Avoy and Kippur, Ikadam, Par. What about you don't find any reminders of the Egel Azov? What about the blood of the Par, the mother of the Egel? The Dam, no, the Dam itself of a Par. The Par is the mother of the Egel. How can you not remember the Egel Azov when you bring that kind of an animal into the base of Migdash, Anyam Kippur? So the Gemara, Hoyav Ishtin Ishtin, since you're not taking the Par itself, or the blood of the Par, you change it, it doesn't really do that reminder. Freddy Marvika Oramikapitis, their gold, the Kruv. Chaita by Yaakov, we're talking about the person who does the avoid, we're not talking about the actual object. But you could kaf a machta, he's doing avoid with the kaf and the machta, the spoon and the shovel. Chaita by his gokamim, we're talking about the chait himself, he shouldn't dress up by his nokamim, he shouldn't dress up and remind the Abishta of the Eglaz of. But the tool that he uses doesn't matter. But you could big this off, he does wear goba, okay, outside. Maybe chutz, he wears outside, when is there a problem on the thing? That's the Ika Kapoda. For the Gemara, Bazei, Shafer, Nami, Bechutzah, will you blow the Shafer outside in shuls everywhere around the country? So why do we care if it's made out of gold or not? You tell me, made out of a potter, you tell me, because it ain't Canada's who cares? It's outside. So the Gemara, Shafer is different. The whole union of a Shafer is keeping the Lizard Cotton. The whole union of to bring back memories. Remember, the Malkis of Chalanji Freifus. To bring back memories. One of the memories we bring back is not very good. Kibifanim Dami. Therefore, it's as if it's an inside. Clearly says the reason is Keren. Why do I think he's taking Nasa Snake? It says in the Mishnah, that the problem is that the horn of a Shoyd is a Keren. Give me two reasons. Chodah, the Enki Tegin Nasa Snake. But for the moment, Mishnah Keren is a Keren. And that's two reasons. Rabbi Yasi, I'm going to tell you the Ka'amid. This that you argue with me, Enki Tegin Nasa Snake, I hold Hanim Lufnim, only things that were done inside the Kodesh Kodashi, Mahai, Shaif, and Mibachutsu. Outside, Isaac Keren doesn't bother me. With the combination of Keren and the other argument, you tell me it's called Keren, not Shafer. Call our Shafer is Nam Yikah Keren. All the Shafers go by the name of Keren. Rashi. Enkitega, Zov, her eagle, the gold of the calf. The Shafer shall potter, Nam Yikitega, the eagle. A potter is just a big eagle. Grows up. Hoyle the Eastern Lee is down, the ain't Maris Apani. No longer you recognize it came from a part. Chaitabal Yakriv, Adam La Yakriv Halim. You shouldn't come here. She was Chaitabal with what he sinned. Chaitabal Yisnol is Kashi Boy to Baputzazich, Bekirboy Halim. When he covers Halim, when he comes here, he shouldn't be wearing things. Not what tools he has. Kivus Karasi, Lefnilami, Shafanami. I forgot the Lesbam Mishum Chaita Bal Yakriv, even though he's outside, no Indian of Chaita shouldn't come close. Well, Lesbam Mishum Chaita Bal Yisno, no Indian, he shouldn't be beautifying himself. Kivin Lizakarin Karasi, since he's doing it as a reminder, Kibig the Koyen Godel Lefnim Dami. Interesting. So Raj says a blowing Shafer is like a Koyen Godel going to Koyesh Kedoshim.
Even it's an achievement.
Take the cake you keep shooting. But the Madrega of the Baal Kakeya, who is blowing Shafer, is like the Kohen Gadol going with Nile of Nim. I think it's an important thing to remind all about the Baal Kakeya. The Baal Kakeya, the one who blows. Everyone else is the Yetzer. Yeah, when the Kohen walks into the Nile of Nim. Ki big the Kohen Gadol of Nim Dami. So the Shafer is like the big dead coin. Who's the blower? The blower is the coin god. And standing there in shows like the Fnail of Nim. Says the Gemara. Reason number three. Reason number three. You know what I'm going against from a par? Shafer. It says the Shafer, only single, not one or two, or not two or three. And there, the layers. By a part of the way it grows, the Shafer is in layers. The part keeps like a gildy layers after layers. Mischazik shnayim v'shalosh shayfer. Looks like two or three shayfers. The grashi gildik. Bechol shalom shnayim v'yin nikeres toisvasi. Another layer grows. Vukimin geled, like a layer of skin. Moisiv al geled rishon v'tachlis shirishon tichilas hasheni. When the first one ends, the second one begins. So the mother of a ton of nation keren. The mishnah clearly says another reason keren. That is that Yevil is the Inyan, Shecha Yevil. We say Yevil is like a sheep. How do you know? The time you learned, Omar Rabbi Akiva. Kishalachti la baya, when I went traveling around in the baya, Hoyakoidin, Ladakri, Yevil, they called the sheep Yevil. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Shalachti la Galya, when I went to a place called Galya, Hoyakoidin, Lanida Galmuda. They used to refer to Anita as a Galmuda loner. My Galmuda, Gemula Domibailo. She's alone from her husband at this time. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Shalachti la Friki, when I went to Africa, Hoyakoidin, Lemo, Ksita, they used to call the coin Mo, Aksita. The mind, I mean, what do I need to know that for? The Furushe, to explain the pasuk when it says, Mei Aksita the Raisa. How much is Mei Aksita the Raisa? Now we know what it is, exactly what it is. When they bought from by Shechem. Mei Danki.
The same explanation of Galmuda.
Yeah, that's right. And Omar Rabbi Shalachti la Krochia, when I went overseas, Hoyakoidin, Lemchita, buying something, they call it Kida. The mind, I mean, the Furushe, to explain the pasuk where it says, that Asher Karisali, Yaakov said he should bear me as Karisali that I bought for me. Omar Rabbi Shalachti Shalachti Chum Kanashai. When I went to the border of Kanashai, Yaakov and the Kala, it's called a Kala Ninfi. A Kala is called a Ninfi, and a Tana Goyal and a rooster is called a Sechvi. The Kala, and the Kala is called a Ninfi Micro. What pasuk are we talking about? It says Yefei Noif. That this knife is pretty Messiah's color, and I'm happy in the whole world. Now we know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a Kala. And so Tanago Sechvi, Omer Rabbi Shimon Levi, cross the pasuk, Mi Shos Batuchas Chachma, who gave to the kidneys wisdom, and Mi Nosan La Sechvi Bina, who gave to the Sechvi wisdom, that's the Tanago. Mi Shos Batuchas Elokoi, the kidneys, I Mi Shos Sechvi Bina, is that Tanago, talking about the rooster. Rashi, Teichel Lashon Chalukah, smooth, that's the kidney, smooth. Sechvi Lashon Riyah, seeing, Kimai Vayashkev, Tagmina Vistachi. So Sechvi, the word seeing, see, you can see this in the night and day, or wisdom. So Seichel is where you have to see different things. Levi equal up as was going to play. Also, Gavla coming out, pushing into him. Amale, he said to him, Coven Planya. He used the word Coven Planya. Levi never heard the word Coven, didn't know what the guy was talking about. Lahavi Yadamai Kamale, didn't know what the guy was talking about. Also, Shabbat Medrashi came back to manage. Anybody know what the word Coven is? Amale, so they told him Gazan. The Coven means a Gazan. Amalach. That's what he said to you. Somebody stole from me. See, we actually find a Pasik. It's in the Pasik in Tanakh. Hayikva Adam Elakim. Can a person steal from the Abishta? And you can't say stealing from me? Even if I wouldn't have known the word, I would have been smart enough to figure it out. How? I would have said to him, Hechi Kibacha. Tell me, this guy Kibacha. But you say he claimed he's a Kavan. How did he Kibacha? The Mike, what did he be Kibacha? Why would he do it? And then when he answered me, Meila, the Yadan, I would have figured out what he's talking about. The use of it, Levi, why didn't he do that? Milsudi Yisurukam. Maybe he thought the guy did something treif to him, something wrong to him, and what's going to help all these questions? Didn't know what it was. Rashi, Kavan Plani, Gazan Plani, the Gazan, the Mekka, the Maisa, the Truma, the Kaimazi, the Steel, the Asia says, you're stealing from the Maisa Truma. Then we're right, no Truma words and translations. There were a number of words, we didn't know what it was until the maid of Rebbe said to us, Lahabiyad, Rabban, my Serugi, and Rabban didn't know when it says in the Mishnah, you should read him in Gil and Serugi, you know if you read Serugi, no good. What in the world is Serugi? Shavul, I'm sorry, the one, so the maid of Rebbe, the Chazasin, Rabban, she saw these Rabban, Rabban, Aili, Piski, Piski, they came in groups. Amalu, she said to them, Ad Mosai Atem Nichnasim Sirugin Sirugin. You come and then you stop. You come and then you stop. That's Sirugin is. Rashi is by Sirugin, Shinim Gila called a Sirugin, Piski Le Prokim. Shein and Nichnas, they don't come together. Lahavayoda Rabban Mai, they didn't know what it means. Chalug Luga, they don't know what Chalug Luga is. That it says there's certain food, you call Chalug Luga, what was it? Yemecha, when they show Allah, I'm sorry, I'd be the Chazla, who gave this or a person to come, Mavada Papachina, was eating some kind of vegetable called Papachina. Amalad must have to mefazer chalug loigach. So when are you going to start eating your chalug? Now we knew what it was. Rashi, my chalug lugach. She needed to pay a new mekol. She was a yam all 7 days. The kohen gadol lo yoichlu with nishu knoble. We don't want him to have a keri or a chalug lugach. Papachini yedek a vegetable shekayin ur kokli. La viyada gabon rabon did not know what the pasuk mean. Salsala usharemach. If you do salsala, he will elevate you. What do you mean salsala? What's in the world of salsala? My mechaber had a few weeks ago. Yom Chavon Eishem Olam Sabed. Rebbe was the maid of Rebbe. She obviously was a very clever woman. The Havis Omer. She said, "La Hogav, a person that become happy beside her, who's combing and brushing his hair, parting his hair, trying to look cool." Omer. She said to him, "Ad Mosay Atem Salsel Beside her. The way you're going to part your hair. So over here, if you over here Salsel, if you part, Tzemecha will elevate you."
Isn't
No. Yeah, yes, the passing it doesn't. No. That's Rashi, Miss Al Sasari, yeah.
So all these words, pushed, nobody understood it until she came in.
Yeah. This is the Rebbe, the last generation of Tanoim. So he had a Mishnah who was written, when, who was said when. Nobody knew what it was until now. Nobody had the courage to ask. That's the Chiddush. If you didn't know,
language expert.
She probably heard of a Rebbe. But all these Talmidim who had no idea what it was, why didn't they ever ask their Rebbe? Hey, Rebbe, it says in the Mishnah about Kohen God, they shouldn't need it. What in the world is it? Why didn't they ask? What happened over here? Don't know. Rashi says, Chafoy, search. Search in the secrets of Torah, and that will help you elevate. That's what it means. So literally it means you should separate the Torah apart from the Torah. Remember, learning the three dargis and learning that the daf gave through pulpul and through griblin, to krichen, and that's how you know. Exactly. Talking about it, did not know what it says. That this tata with tata you can get rid of. What in the world is that talking about? The passing Tanakh as well. She said, "The house, the friend, she coolly tata a broom, but tata back to the house." So then figure out what it means. Very much. Nobody ever asked the Rebbe what's pshat in pasuk. What do you mean? Saying Tehillim, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. They were singing all the Yiddish kiss of all these years, this song, and they know what it means. Hashlech Hashem Yehovcha. Who yichal kalecha? What should you throw to the Eibishter? He'll feed you. What's Yehovcha? Amar Ochanah. Yemichad one day, Avyazlinu, we're going about the Yahutai. We're going with this Arab. Avyderina too. We're carrying a peckle. Amalei said, Kol Yehovcha, take your Yehovcha. V'shadi agam loyim. Put it. Take your peckle and put it on my camel. No, throw the Eibishter your peckle. Trust the Eibishter that he'll take care of all your needs, and then he'll take care of it. Rashi Havi Darina Tuna Nosum Mas of Kanga Pekul. Very, very interesting. I mean, it always bothered me. Why couldn't nobody ever asked? Like Baishan Lamed. All these years, no one knew what it was. Though the Mishnah Vaita, talking about a Shafer, Shafer, Shalosh Hashanah, Shal Yal, Poshu, the Shafer Hashanah should be made from a ram and it should be Poshu, it should be straight. Upiv Metupazov, and it should be coated with gold. They used to have the two trumpets standing on the two sides. The shofar was the main sound, the main blast that was in the middle, and the chatzetzes were on the side. The shofar was long, the long blast, and the chatzetzes were short. Why? Because the main one is the middle, that's the shofar. The Gemara already asked, so how, the beginning, how did you hear? The tiny is, when it comes to a ton, is by a ton, is then you have to go out there and daven and fast with the yells. Just to blow shofars to remind people to tshuva, what was the ikka then? Bishal's chodim, they used to use a male ram, and kfufin, they were bent shofars. Upi, and we'll soon see why here is bent. Upi, and mitzupe kesev, and their opening was coated with silver. The shtei chatzaisa b'em, to hear the trumpets in the middle, and then shofar on the outside. Shofar mekatze v'chatzaitzes marichas. Here the chatzaitzes are mirbaish. Mitzayim v'chatzaitzes. That's din number two. So din number one is the shofar Rosh Hashanah, and din number two is the chatzaitzes by Tanesim. Din number three. What about Yevul? Is Yevul similar to Rosh Hashanah? Similar to Tanesim. Shava Yevul Rosh Hashanah. Litkia Yevul similar to Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the blowing, you do it the same way. Ule brachas. And Yevul similar to Rosh Hashanah comes to keys, and it comes to the brachas. I want me to make the same bracha Rosh Hashanah, and you blow exactly like Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no. I disagree in 2 points. Bereish Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, I say, Toikim b'shal z'char Hashanah, I say, like by Tainis b'shal z'charim. But of the Yevul is, and the second thing I argue is that Yevul is not like Rosh Hashanah. Yevul, I'll agree with you, is Shal Yal, but it's not like Rosh Hashanah. Rashi. Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Yal, Pashim, Pashim, Yom, Taimim, Gavar, Emidia, the Tfilah, Boy, Pshittah's Tfilah, you have to have a Pshittah straight. Yal, Steinbock, so Yal is a wild, a mountain goat, yeah? What's how they teach Yal? Steinbock, is that a mountain goat or?
Gazelle or something like that.
Yeah, it is.
In South Africa.
Wild goat. Wild goat, okay.
You see them in one of them. These goats that just wander around on the scene. They have an animal in South Africa now, they call it a
Steinbock. Taser brings the other hold, it's a female sheep. Not like Rashi, that it's a mountain goat or a wild goat. Okay. Upi Mitzubazabish, I'm talking about the base of Midish, it's only the base of Midish, it's called with gold. And Shafer Marik La'achat Shechatzaitzes Poiskind Kiyos and Nishma Kol Shafer. After Chatzaitzes stop blowing, you still hear the sound of the Shafer of the tiniest. The names of the tiniest. Tiko Akoyim Tiko. They begin to blow. Bishal Zchodim Elim Ram Shestomak Fufim. It has to be a ram because Stam a ram is bent, curved. By a tiny is the in the middle, and two shayfers on the outside. She meets the chatzetz. The knufi ba'amaninu. The main purpose of the shayfer here is not the shayfer itself, but to bring the people together. Every gathering bechatzetz by trumpets. This is what you used to. Depends on how many sounds, but what your purpose of the of this kenisa was. Shava yev l'rishon l'tkiyah to blow bepshutin. Yevul should have the same din l'rishon according to Tanakama. That what that it should be pshutin and should be shayal. Yevul's purpose is different altogether. By Rosh Hashanah, we use the shofar to daven and to remind the Eibishter, and by Yom Kippur to free the avodim. It's like a sign of to herald in usher in a year of freedom. And the canceling of the fields. We actually had a machlekes when that happened. Hashanah and the shofar is on Kippur. But when do you remember we had a machlekes if it all happened Rosh Hashanah and the avodim just hang around for a big party, or it actually takes place in Yom Kippur? It actually seems to let it all happen in Rosh Hashanah, but this is just a sign. I feel the like Rosh Hashanah, boy, you have to do like Rosh Hashanah. Why? We learn out like Zayda Shavah, Shvi, Beperi Basr. The Libroch is the boy, the meditation, Broch, we can put him in Shol Yer, William Kippi, you have to say the same nine Broch as well. Abu Yezus agrees. Time for Abu Yezus said, there's no Zayda Shavah, Zayda Shavah, Yom Kippur, and he holds Hashanah is Shal, that would go, Hashanah is Shal Zacharim. He holds Hashanah Shal Zacharim. What's the swara? According to Tanakama, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what kind of shofar should you use? You should the Tana said that you should, the shofar of Hashanah should be poshut. No, Tana said poshut, and the Tana should be kafuf. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rosh Hashanah should be a poshut. Said the baby mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, big fufin should be kafuf. V'shal kol hashanah bepshutin. What are you talking about? It says in Feshna Mishnah, with Namalim Mishnah, Shevel Hashanah shel Yal Poshut. It says in our Mishnah that the Shevel should be Poshut. What do you tell me? Who do Amak? He has a Brais who argues on Mishnah. Tanya learned Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, but Hashanah ha yitoikim b'shal Scharim. That the Rabbi Yehuda says, at Rosh Hashanah they used to blow Scharim, right? We just said before, the male ram. And Kfufin, Hashanah should be like Yehuda in our Mishnah. Should be Kfufin bent. Uvi Yevelis, Yevel is not like Rosh Hashanah. Should be Mishal Yalim and Rosh Hashanah and Yevul Yom Kippur. You have Yalim. You have the what do you call it? The wild goats or the female sheep. Pretty mother. So all you're saying is Alak Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you bring up? Sabraisa say you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, not Mishnah. The leima hichas Rabbi Yehuda. Nein. I amrit hichas like Rabbi Yehuda. Have me never thought completely. Rabbi Yehuda argues on 2 points. He argues what using Hashanah. He holds Hashanah. Use a round one, a curved one. And what animal comes from? Plus, he argues that Yom Kippur is not similar to Shana. If I was a Lach Rabbi Yehuda, I would have thought Lach Rabbi Yehuda. Both respects, the feels she gave Nami Rabbi Yehuda. Sweetly, Kamashla. No, we only pass like Yom Kippur Shana. We hold that Yevul is exactly like Shana. So if we hold that Shana this way, then Yevul is also this way. Rashi. So call Shana. So tiny Kamashla, but Shana is like Rabbi Yehuda. I will be Yevul less than Mishum Gzei Shava. Could we have Gzei Shava? So Yom Kippur, the same thing, has to be round and has to be a ram. It has to be a male ram. The Mike Mifkli, what's the machleik? What's the machleik telling Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanakama holds and the fastest, but it's curved and the Shana is straight. Marsava, but Reisha Shana. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds. On Rosh Hashanah, we have a curved one. Kama de Kayev Inish Daita, the more subdued you are, the more curved you are, the more bottle you are. You know, your head is facing the ground, you're bent over, it's very mildly, you're bent over, the better it is. But Yom Kippurim, when it comes to Yom Kippur, that we're free, that's the whole idea, is Kama de Poshet in the Daita today. The more elevated you are, the head is lifted up, that's a sign of freedom, the better it is. Well, Ma'asavah, another one holds, but Rosh Hashanah, Kama, this is the Tana Kama, Kama de Poshet in the Daita today. Rosh Hashanah, the straighter you are, the more pshittas you are, the better it is. Better over tiny is, but comes to tiny is, and he holds your kippah same as Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to fast days, he should be bent. Kama de kaivin died to the vein. The tiny is, you need David's help. That's why there's a drought, so you have to bend over. But Rosh Hashanah, you have to be straight. What's Pshat Rashi? The first opinion is kama de kaivin, but Rosh Hashanah should be bent down and face the ground. But feel lost a pon the kavushin lord. You're facing the ground. Failed is better. Meshuvah ha'yeh einai v'libisham. Here therefore, but Rosh Hashanah didn't feel Rosh Hashanah for davening. Ula haskir akedus his chagid davening today. But you're imploring him to do the right thing. But the inam we need kufin. And the yevle shehain likroy deroy. The holy yevle is to call freedom. Beinam pshutin. Freedom is we head held high. Ugzei shava lezer ugzei shava. So it makes sense. And the Tanakhama says no. Rosh Hashanah, I want to be straight. Why? Because kama de poshet tvei adib mishum nasa levavenu el kapayim. It says in the pasuk we should lift our hearts to our hands. We should lift up. Hichav Rosh Hashanah be pshutin dilut filus for davening. When it comes to davening, we should lift our eyes up to the Eibishter. Udigem kippur inam yom kippur also. I'm yom kippur and yom kippur is the same. Bikuai mishum de shavu ve shavu. But tainis we should bend down. Dilut knufil la ichbaslan. We don't care. Avdina kifufin. Why do we bend down la hakeda for a heker? When it comes to knufia, what do I care if it's straight or if it's bent? It makes no difference. There's no symbolism here. The whole idea is you're blowing trumpets on tainis to get people to come together. So it makes no difference if it's bent or not. But what are you trying to do here now? You're trying to. So you want to make a heker to be different as Hashana, so we bend it down. So there's no real reason. Ulrab Levi. When it comes to tefillah, you should bend over. But in Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda argues, but we hold in Yom Kippur, in Pesidu, the Shabbat, Yehuda should be the same, Kerabbanon. Therefore, Tavai, Bein Kfufim, should be bent down. Stop here. Okay. Yom Tov, Kabbalah, Tehidah, Simcha, Pnimius.